Are you tired of the cookie-cutter approach to education that's stuck in the last century? Are you seeking a win-win situation where your family thrives, your kids' education is revolutionary, and you still get to chase your own dreams? Welcome to Unschooled Unleashed. Unlock your child's genius. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, an unapologetic rebel dad and promoter of what many consider to be educational anarchy. You know the world isn't going to be won by those that just toe the line. It's the innovators, the visionaries, and the resilient spirits that are going to thrive. Our mission here is to forge those world changers within our very homes with less stress, energy, and time. Unschooled Unleashed starts now. Welcome back to another terrific episode of Unschooled Unleashed. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, and today we're going to try and answer the question of should kids say goodbye to summer breaks? Should we do year-round education? I know there are some countries, some school districts in the United States that have adopted a year-round education, and I'm just going to give you my two cents on it. I got 10 points I want to cover for today, so it'll be pretty clear exactly the answer to that question for me and what I choose to do with my family, and I just hope you're able to take something from it. Anyways, let's dive in. Continuous learning as a year-long journey or year-round journey. The first point I want to make in this segment is year-round education breaks traditional boundaries. As I said, at least in the United States, it's almost exclusively done in about 9 months, 9-10 months, somewhere in between there, usually. Summers keep on getting shorter and shorter. There's more talk of doing education year-round because school systems seem to not be getting the outcomes that they desire with their children, the children that they're teaching. So they think more is better, more is better, more is better. We've extended the school day. We've given homework to take home. We've extended out the required mandatory grade level all the way up to 12th, all arguably great things and would benefit anyone. And now we're starting to encroach on the summer vacation, the coveted summer vacation. As many of you listening will probably also think, believe, I don't know. You probably have fond memories of summer vacation if you ever had one. School was this thing that you had to drudge through. You had to show up when they said, do what they said, and then when you went home, you still had to do what they said. And if you showed up the next day not doing what they said, you were penalized. And you were also told that you were going to fail at life. Essentially, they didn't say it like that. But if you're not a good student, it will go on your permanent record, and that's going to affect many, many things, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That never really seemed to play out, at least on my end. I would venture to say probably on your end too, as long as you were able to change some of the bad habits. School grades did not matter. Anyways, my point is year-long education seems to be extending to the year-long. Eventually, we're just going to get there, it seems like, in the United States. All year long, we're going to do school. Or at least close. So summer break's going to be down to a number of weeks, and that's about it. But we don't give our kids breaks when we do that. I think if you're taking a schooling approach, where you're sending your kids to a school for traditional curriculum, mandatory curriculum, you're going to burn them out. Everything we've done has been more, 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 more. And sometimes the answer is let's do less. And I think this is one of those cases, throw more money at it, throw more time at it, and it's like we're getting worse results than ever, and what do we expect? Do more of the same? No. Anyways, that's why I tossed out the whole concept of public education or mandatory curriculum in my household. Instead, learning is not confined to sessions. We believe it's a natural, continuous process. So we in this house actually do year-round education, and it doesn't just stop at 3 p.m. or whatever time traditional school ends. Instead, we're doing learning from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. But life's there to explore. Children's innate curiosity does not break, and neither should our approach to our education, is my belief. I'll stop there. I'll move on. I'm going to belabor the point if I don't, and probably cover some of the points I'm going to try and make. And I hate when I do that. Moving on. My next point in the segment, maximizing educational opportunity. I think summers are a great time to be a homeschooler. Not because you get time off, but because you get to do stuff with a whole bunch of other people. I think between 80 and 90% of children in the United States attend a school. Some type of school. I can't remember the exact statistic. I probably referenced it in a previous podcast because I remember doing an episode on it. But it's somewhere around 90% plus or minus, but I think it's minus. I think it's between 80 and 90. That means there's like, 8 out of 10 kids are all of a sudden flooding the market for all these opportunities to do all these educational things. Kids or parents want their kids to do educational stuff year round because they want to, they want to raise a go-getter. They want to raise someone who's smart. And they think that these opportunities are good to send their kids. And it's probably true because they don't really make it mandatory. They make it a little bit more fun, these learning opportunities. So there's a lot more offerings out there in the summer in the United States. In addition to summer camps and community events for learning, we also can go to libraries that do these events, churches. There's local groups that do stuff. A lot of the homeschooling programs or whatever you call them, the little co-ops, stuff like that, they usually subside in the summer. At least that's been my experience. And you're just going to pour out into the community. It's just like stuff all over the place, events, this, that. It's just very active. So at least in my part of the U.S., because summers are very, very, very nice here. And if we can target stuff that aligns with our children's interest, that's perfect, because now we have other people who are also pouring into them. And I think that's great. Again, I don't force my children to do anything as far as learning. I certainly try and steer them in a certain way. I try and give them resources with whatever they're interested in. I try and get them interested in certain things that they might benefit from, or I think that they're good at, stuff like that, but I'm not going to force them. So these summer camps are just another really cool way, all the things I listed are just really cool ways to have them get involved outside of even me. Next point is integrating learning with daily life. Education is interwoven with daily activities and not segmented to separate time blocks. So if you're unschooling, there's really no way to stop unless you just stop talking to your kids and stop like explaining the world to them. Stop answering questions, right? Stop trying to steer them into things that you think they would be interested in or that would benefit them in the future. If you stop doing that, you're really not being a good parent, right? I mean, you could take breaks. You need a break too. Don't waste all your energy on trying to maintain, take breaks and get rejuvenated. But year round, there's no reason summers should stop anything. In fact, again, summer's probably our most active time for learning. Learning is as natural as breathing and can happen seamlessly throughout the day if you are just building in enough time to explain and dive down a rabbit hole when your kid has a question. Cooking can turn into a math session where measuring the ingredients, or maybe a science lesson about chemical reactions when baking, stuff like that. I mean, anything can be a lesson. I know right before I started this podcast, one of our bathroom drain is pretty much clogged. It's slow draining right now. And I probably need to snake it. And I really don't like plumbing. I despise plumbing, actually. Anyways, I poured some Drano in there because that's about the extent of the plumbing I want to do. I hope it works. But my son asked, what is Drano? So I started explaining what pH is and all that stuff. And what it does. And that's, that's another chemical reaction. And he was familiar with it, believe it or not, because he did something with a PH involving PH at a summer camp. I'd never explained that to him. That was last year. Next point is social learning and diverse groups are more abundant in the summer because you're engaging with various families. And I think that enriches the child's social and educational experiences. And there's so much more in the summer for homeschoolers. Interaction with peers from different schooling backgrounds fosters adaptability and broadens perspectives. So they get to interact with kids doing something completely different, not just homeschooling kids, not just unschooling kids, but kids who are just all over the place and might give them some insight. I know when my kids are at the park during the summers, they interact with the kids from, you know, all different education backgrounds, all different ages and all that stuff. And I think it's really good for them. It's just so much more abundant in the summer. Moving on to the next segment. Is the advantages of nonstop learning. And the first point I want to make is maintain by doing school year round, you're going to maintain, and not school, doing education year round. Not school year round. Doing education year round maintains consistent engagement. Continuous education keeps the mind engaged and eliminates the need for catch-up periods. A steady pace of discovery prevents the summer slide, if you've ever heard of that, where you just kind of forget everything you learned, and promotes consistent intellectual growth. I know that we never stop reading to our kids, at least until they can read on their own. Otherwise, they'd probably backslide a little bit, right? So we're not going to stop doing that in the summer just because school's out, right? We do that with our kids, our younger kids. If you're doing something, when you're unschooling, you're going with the seasons of something. I talk about this a lot. We have a season for math where we dive into it. We do a lot of stuff with it. And then we back off as the interest wanes, and then we'll dive back in and we'll continue to grow. And we just find it very efficient. They do backslide a little bit. However, they remember very quickly and it gives us some repetition with some stuff. And if you're engaging your child throughout the year, then you're going to keep them interested. Again, and you might do, you know, by the seasons, right? They're interested or they're not. But continually engaging them is going to keep them interested. And I think that's a big benefit. And just because it's a summer doesn't change anything in my head. Next point is you're going to foster a love for education. And if, you know, this is an advantage of nonstop learning. If you love to learn, or if you are teaching your children to love to learn, you're going to have nonstop learning. So when learning is enjoyable and self-directed, right, they're following their interests and the child gets to choose, they don't perceive their education as work. It's play. In fact, play is one of the best ways to learn. That's how kids learn, is play. That's why we let our kids play a lot. At least we have young kids. Our kids don't dread education. They look forward to new learning experience with anticipation and joy. So we hype it up. We talk about what we're going to do. We talk about what they could do with it. All that stuff. We talk about how fun things are by understanding it. For example, my son wanted to learn Excel because he saw what he could do with it. And now that was bigger than video games. I said, if I could buy you a video game, any video game you want in the entire world, or Excel, what would you choose? He said, after some thought, Excel. Crazy, but true. And that's because he knows why he wants it. We taught him what it could do, and he wants to learn that skill. And he's more driven than even, you know, quote unquote, wasting time in a video game, even though not all video games are a waste of time. Moving on, the next segment's going to be aligning with unschooling principles. Because I believe that if you try and do school year round, you're setting your kid up for failure because they don't get a break. It's work. Education is work to them. You've associated education and work. They're synonymous. In fact, that's the only work they do. So they need a break. They're children. Let them be kids. However, if you're unschooling, well, you just follow the child's lead all year. And that's my next point is follow the child's lead all year and you can school them educate them year round. Honoring our children's curiosity by supporting their learning interests throughout the year is going to highly benefit them. This approach reinforces the unschooling philosophy of child-led education, ensuring relevance and retention. I've observed my kids doing many things from, I bring it up all the time. I feel like I repeat myself a lot, but for new listeners, anything from coding to, like I said, Excel to different books to different activities, even, I even consider sports learning because it is. They have to learn teamwork, how to, hand-eye coordination, all these things that you really could benefit from in your daily life. The next point I want to make is about the unnecessary break concept. Okay, and it's only unnecessary if you're doing the unschooling philosophy, right? But it's brainwashed into us for those that the culture demands this summer break, right? And we give it to our kids, and then we think that there's this. Kids need a break from learning. And it's like, well, they only need a break from learning if you're forcing them, right? So questioning the traditional need for summer breaks in education, I think, is a valid thing to do. Because when you end school, you don't need breaks. And I know I'm making a lot of the same point, but I mean, it all goes back to that. Like, kids want to learn. Breaks are not for the learner, but for the system. That's another thing. If we really wanted to benefit our kids, we'd free up some time for them. We'd probably go over and spread it out throughout the entire year. And it might be 2 weeks on, 1 week off, something like that, to give the kids a little refractory period to catch their breath, to catch up on something that they might not understand. It just gives a little bit of breathing room for everyone. However, that's not what parents want, and it's not what the system wants. Because teachers would still, they would have to justify their existence during that extra week, or they would just pay them and it adds cost. Parents would need to find childcare and schools their childcare. I can tell you a lot of parents send their kids to school, of course, because of learning, but I can tell you when I talk about homeschooling, they don't want anything to do with it because one, they don't want to lead it, and two, they have to go to work. And I can tell you it's probably because I won't speculate. I'll stop there. That's what I hear. Unschooling is about continual growth, and it's not about a system. It's not about this bureaucracy that, this difficult ship that's a difficult ship to navigate. It's truly about the kids' education so you can learn. They can learn at their pace. And that doesn't require breaks when you learn to love it. Moving on. The next and last segment of this is going to talk about embracing the unschooling mindset. And the first point I want to make involves redefining the role of the parents. If you're new to unschooling, I'm just going to kind of cover the role of the parent, at least in the version that I do it. Parents are facilitators. They're not enforcers of knowledge. They guide their children all the time. Right? I believe that parents have a responsibility to lead their children. There are a lot of unschoolers out there who are radical unschoolers who don't believe the parents should really, they should just get out of the way. Now, there's some truth in that. That's definitely appropriate sometimes. But other times, and I think it's probably most times, they need someone to walk with them, walk alongside them. Again, not top-down instruction like school, where we're telling you what to do, what to think, how to think, what the right answer is, all these things. We're discovering stuff instead with them. because you don't need to know everything. You can discover it with them. You can learn it with them. And it's great. It's fine. This empowers parents to provide a nurturing environment that respects the natural rhythm of their child's learning. And it's way more fun. I mean, you get to dive into, you get to relive your whole childhood sometimes. And I think that's, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a worthwhile, wild thing. With intentional unschooling, and this is the brand of unschooling that I, you know, preach, we'll say. Our job as parents is to provide, really get out of the way, don't tell them what to do. Let them follow their interests, let them choose. But then we give them 10 out of 10 support along the way. If they want to dive into astronomy, looking at stars. That's astronomy, right? I'm thinking astronomy, astrology. Yeah, astronomy. They want to go over and learn everything about the planets, everything about stars, all that stuff. Then our goal is to give them the resources to do it. That's part of our job. We don't want to slow them down. We want to dive into that with them. We want to learn with them, make it exciting, let them teach us. I think that's the way to go. We also, with intentional unschooling, want to steer them as best we can without violating the principles that it's child-led and interest-based. But we want to steer them to learning things that are valuable too, things that we know they're going to need, like financial stuff. So we create learning opportunities for them. We also might explain why they might need it, or we see a goal that they might have and we explain that this is a hurdle you need to jump. Also looking at their gifts and trying to get them exposure to more of what they're gifted at. We can see that in our children, build them up. We can also see some of their deficiencies, and yes, that, you know, they're probably going to run away from them to a point. We as parents know that some of these deficiencies, for example, if you were bad at finances, could really hurt you in the long run. And those lessons are easier learned earlier rather than later. So it's our job to give that broad exposure and then try and motivate them as best we can, reasonably, to grow in areas that we know they'll need. And we'll create the opportunities for them to learn about it and see the need. And I think that's the secondary approach. Moving on. I know this is the last and final point I'm going to make is this is a paradigm shift for most parents. Most of our audience is in the United States, so I can say for certain most of the audience has had summer breaks. I don't know how it works in all countries. But we have a significant international following from many countries across the world, which astounds me because unschooling is kind of a forbidden fruit of education in many countries. So, great job, parents from other countries where it's illegal and you're learning about it. And I mean, that's a bold move. But it shows that you're an outside-the-box thinker. So thank you for listening. Anyways, paradigm shift for parents. Encouraging parents to view education through the lens of opportunity rather than obligation, I think, we need to shift our views. We need to think of year-long education as an opportunity, not an obligation. I can feel the weight of parents when I see year-round education. Just like, oh my gosh. I don't know if I can do that. I need a break too. But remember, unschooling challenges the conventional school calendar because it's daily learning. It never stops. We believe learning's fun. We believe children have follow their interests. They always want to learn. Promoting learning as a joy and not a chore, I think, is the perception shift that not only our children need to have, but we need to too. we're not putting them through the ringer by doing year-long education. We're actually just doing what they've asked for. I know that's been difficult for me at times because you think a summer break is just this whole time off. I don't have to do a thing. Well, guess what? You're still a parent. So you still got to do your job if you want your kids to grow up healthy in a great environment that supports them. I mean, I think I'm probably, you're listening to an education podcast that takes a radical approach to education. And I mean, you guys are motivated outside the box thinkers. So I don't think I need to tell you twice. Anyways, wrapping up, remember, unschooling isn't about doing less. It's about doing more. Every day, all year, we don't need as many hours spending on education during the school, quote unquote, school year as everyone else. Because our kids love learning, they learn more efficiently. We do it year round and we do it all day. That's it. So should kids say goodbye to summer breaks? Short answer, yes, but only if unschooling. Otherwise, give them a break. Let them be kids. They need that free play. They need that time to like just explore and follow their interests, because we stifle it with that 9-10 month school year where we're forcing them to learn stuff they don't even want to learn most of the time. If you don't give them a break and you're sending them to school, then they're just going to hate learning even more. But if you're unschooling, yeah, do it. All year round, every day. And don't stop from the moment you wake up, the moment you go to bed. Look for those opportunities and just be ready. So with that, I'll end the episode. So stay curious, stay unschooled, and stay away from the algebra nightmares. I'll catch you in the next episode. Parents, are you terrified your unschooled child isn't learning enough? Or are you a homeschooling veteran eager to level up by incorporating in unschooling principles? Maybe you're newly venturing into homeschooling and already doubting your decision. Whatever the stage, overwhelm is real, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Matthew Jarecki from Unschooled Unleashed, and I've got huge news. I'm thrilled to introduce Homeschool Rescue, Unschooled Unleashed's signature coaching package. Whether you're all in on unschooling or just dipping a toe, this tailored coaching package is your roadmap to a confident and thriving education no matter how hectic life gets. Bold moves make bright futures. Join our Homeschool Rescue coaching program through the link in the description and set your child's genius free. So here's where we roll up our sleeves and bring out the big guns. If you support our mission, then please leave a review. On Unschooled Unleashed, we are talking about using a radical approach to education in today's world, and the more 5-star reviews we have, the more people will feel comfortable with the ideas, strategies, and principles we discuss. It gives legitimacy to our message, and the podcast's algorithm prioritizes us so we can reach more people. You may even have your 5-star review read on our podcast. Before I let you go, I have to pause and say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Your presence here is the fuel that ignites this movement. I am incredibly moved that you trust in us enough to click play. You, my friends, are the caped heroes in this story, the guardians of your family's learning journey, and a beacon of hope for your community. Be bold. Do what you think is best for you and your family. Thanks again for tuning in and taking this courageously outside of the box for this educational revolution. Welcome to the front line.